name your own experience in a way that you recognize and can claim and can own. In a sense, you own me as your theologian, or you would own someone else in here who rose up as the theologian. These are sometimes called communities of accountability. I would have to be accountable to you for the theory that I was trying to express, or the leadership that I was trying to offer. This is really important in America because we want to be individualistic, and liberation theologies are decidedly group-oriented. Can you just name some ways women meet in groups to do this kind of thing? The communities out of which women's spirituality as a liberation theology might arise in our society today. How do women get together and talk? Where do women get together and talk?
It's about Jesus.
And I'm just thinking at a time, well, intellectual academic situation.
Yeah, the class that I teach, for instance, is an attempt to, and I was thinking too, as I was reviewing these characteristics, I was thinking, what is my community of accountability? What's the group with whom and for whom I speak? And I realized how much it is those women and men at Portland State University who are all former Catholics, former Lutherans, former Jews, former everything. And some people have observed that I have rarely given my own opinion this week, and that's partly because I'm speaking out of my accountability to the secular setting in which I teach and to the invitation that I give to those women and men to see themselves as people who have spiritual experiences that are legitimate and valid and can lead them somewhere, that they don't so much need to be told from the outside what to believe or do, but they need to have the confidence together to think about their own experiences and find their own goals, vision, and next step. So the community aspect of liberation theology is really important. And liberation theology is concrete. The opposite of that would be abstract, something that you could learn a list of beliefs or something. But that's not what it is. It's concrete. That means it's practical. It aims for historical changes. And what feminist theologians might choose to advocate this decade will change by the next decade as society changes and new questions become more urgent or new theories suggest different ways to look at things. And in a way, that's the opposite of what we've often thought of theology. We've often thought of theology as being eternally revealed truth. It's the same from Alpha to Omega and unchanging principles. Liberation theology says, well, some of the principles, like justice, might be unchanging, but the strategies are always different because the social contexts are always different. And so in order to be practical, it's both prophetic, which that book means it criticizes the structures of society. It looks for enemies and pitfalls and tyrannical forces, and it's also constructive. It offers new visions, new alternatives, tries to build new relationships and new possibilities. And it aims to be constructive both to change society and to empower individuals. So to put this all in terms of women's spirituality again, the aim in women's spirituality would be to change women's lives. What are some of the ways in our society that women's lives could use changing? Economic equality. We're still making, 62 cents on the dollar? A little better than before. But
shattering the glass ceiling in a lot of professions keep women from moving to the forefront of being leaders in the profession. Mm-hmm.
Even in those churches which ordain women, women are typically held to roles which, like in the Catholic Church, are done by lay women. I mean, what they're ordained.
Youth and education, you mean? Anything else? How about violence against women in our society?
And the portrayal, oh, what was this? Did you guys see that commercial where they had the truck and then they said, and with all the extras and all these women in bikinis popped up? Have you guys seen this?
It's like the beer commercial.
For Ford? No, it was actually for
Ford.
I remember because my girlfriend and I threw our tennis shoes out and I'm surprised we didn't break. But it's like this Toyota truck and it comes with all the extras. And, there's on the screen you've got, like, wheels.
Beer is one of the extras, maybe. But,
but these women in bikinis just popped up as the extras. So that's something. The way the women are portrayed
the
in media.
The way we use women and women's sexuality to sell things.
Yeah.
Just like advertising.
Men and women as well. Interesting topic next week should be Peter Litzy's sessions on women in the media. Mm-hmm. Connected with this. So, transforming society. Keep thinking. What else needs to be transformed for women?
Access to birth control and the right to abortion. Mm-hmm.
And also women and children.
Yeah. Right. The greatest number of, or the largest increasing segment of poverty is children in families headed by women. Mm-hmm. Well, and those are just a few things. And I said in our society, and now it's possible to do women's liberation theology in a world global context. In fact, one of the charges against feminist theology is that so many white Western academics have done it, that they've often thought what's good for me is good for every woman in the world. But for a minute, let's see ourselves as women and men who care about women in a world of women and their concerns, and think what we might want to transform on a global scale as liberation theologians.
Right to own property.
Uh-huh.
Education.
Uh-huh.
The right to be a person without reference to a man.
The right to your own name.
The right to accessible water.
The right to safety.
The right to medical care.
Those are just some of the examples, and you are thinking along these liberation theologian lines very competently. So I encourage you all to think of yourselves as budding feminist theologians. Keep going along this line, that would be great. Now, the question of liberation theology, this question of the mission, it could be put this way. In my social location, where is justice struggling to be born, and how can I help? For just a couple minutes, I'd like you to turn in small groups of three or four to each other and answer.